I've worked on occasion with a group of people from Burma inside, from the ethnic minority groups. They call them ethnic minorities, even though they're the majority. It means they're not Burmese. And many of them have armed fronts that have been fighting, some of them for decades and decades, against the current regime. I worked primarily with a small group of people who, for one reason or another, were brought into being shuttle mediators, attempting to open up, discuss, or move some kind of a negotiation on between people in the Burmese government and various of the armed ethnic groups. There were small sets of people who had these experiences from each of the 7 or 8 ethnic groups. And in 2003, I spent the better part of a week simply listening to their stories. They were, from a mediator standpoint, some of the hardest stories that I've ever heard. I can remember one group who lived very close to the Bangladesh border with Burma, who needed to carry a message across the border to the commander of an armed movement that was just on the other side. But they could not pass directly through the border to that area. They needed to travel all the way to the capital city of Yangon, get a passport, and every passport has to be turned in after each visit, so it's a one-time passport, then fly to a third country in order to convey one message, and then all the way back again to bring it forward, many times sitting with local commanders or groups who would arrest them and keep them imprisoned for weeks on end until they sorted through whether they were legitimate. The perspective that you have in these situations is so unbelievable about the kind of difficulties that they're facing. So, and the group that I was meeting with, it used a kind of an informal name. They referred to themselves as the Mediators Fellowship. And so I wrote a little haiku when I was leaving Yangon. This was in March of 2003. It was titled Advice from the Mediators Fellowship. Don't ask the mountain to move. Just take a pebble each time you visit.